So we are going from one difficult issue to another difficult issue today. Of course, as a coverage lawyer, I love to quote Justice Willett on that and make you believe the only way to understand any of it is to come to me. And that's kind of what happens in these in mediations. You know, it is difficult enough in a mediation when you're trying to reach resolution with just the plaintiff. In the last time they did a topic on mediation at this seminar, I think, was when Robbins Bryce did a presentation on Frank's casing back around 2008, and then what effect that had on mediation. And the top, his title of the paper was "Other People's Money," and that's particularly true for insurance companies, and everyone else wants that money. And the policyholder usually wants that insurance company to pay it, too. I do have to give the caveat that as a policyholder lawyer, the paper and my comments carry that perspective. And I know that particularly in the maritime side, a lot of folks are representing, you know, London or the insurance side. So this may come a little bit, you know, on the other side from there, but if I go too far astray, somebody raise your hand and call me back to task. A quick word about how the paper's structured, because it ended up being some ridiculous 30 pages or something. The first part, and this is a challenge, when you're asked to talk about, you know, how to do a coverage mediation combined with underlying, well, if you start going off just into all of the different issues you've handled, you fall rapidly into, well, insurance companies raise this issue or they raise this issue, and you know, you got allocation or you got contractual indemnities or whatever.